You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Here's tonight's ESPN NBA doubleheader. The top teams in the Eastern Conference square at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Jason Tatum and the Celtics host the Bucks, and the Grizzlies take on Steph and the Warriors. Our coverage tips with NBA Countdown. Malika in the crew at 7 Eastern. The NFL, the Steelers, they've been busy this offseason overhauling their quarterback room, starting with trading for Russell Wilson from the Broncos. Russ threw 26 TDs last season. The Steelers had just 13. Six of those touchdowns belonged to Kenny Pickett, but Pickett will now be backing up Jalen Hurts in Philly after the Steelers traded him. Pickett went 14-10 in his Steelers career, but the Steelers had one more surprise as they traded for Bears quarterback Justin Fields. They only gave up a sixth, which could turn into a fourth based on playing time. Dan Orlovsky back here with us. Dan the man. There he is. Dan, have the Steelers figured out their quarterback situation?
Not figured out, definitely upgraded. To figure it out would mean that one or both of these guys, quarterback-wise, have really, like, fixed their fatal flaw. You know, Russell's fatal flaw has always been holding on to the football. Now he masked it because he created such ridiculous plays. A little bit of those have gone away. I still think he plays good football. Justin's fatal flaw is he's always played slower than necessary. And he hasn't, and I mean physically, he hasn't sped his game up. And I think for Pittsburgh to get the best out of them and to either have a really good starter in 1 year out of Russell Wilson or a potential future with Justin Fields, both of those guys have got to attack that. Let me give you two things, Molly, Mad Dog, and Stephen A. Who's going to get rid of the silly sacks, okay? In the last two seasons, Russell Wilson has taken 100 sacks. Justin Fields has taken 99. No other quarterback in football has more than 80. So who's going to minimize that? Because if they do, that helps figuring it out. And then the negative plays, those are sacks, fumbles, and interceptions. Over the last two seasons, Justin Fields has 145 of those. Russell Wilson has 135. No other quarterback has more than 115. So they're definitely upgrades in comparison to Kenny Pickett. But to sit here and say, figured it out, one of those guys is going to have to get a handle on both of those situations.
100% right. I agree. I think, Dan, no argument for me. They have gotten a little better. Maybe they get lucky that one of them turns out to be good. But remember about Fields. In the fourth quarter in his career, he's got a 73 QBR with 16 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. I hate to get data-oriented, but he has not been necessarily a good fourth quarter quarterback. And Wilson has had, let's face it, three at least subpar years in a row. Last year in Seattle, not good. First year with Hackett in Denver was terrible. Last year, somewhat better, but he wasn't great. So you are bringing in an older quarterback in Wilson and a young guy in Fields who has not shown that he could be a big-time player yet and hopeful that you catch a little lightning in a bottle. To say that, and in a very hard division where Burrow's there, Watson's there, and Lamar's there. The Steelers are a little better, but to say that they have the answer at the spot, I don't buy it whatsoever.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to sit up there and disagree with y'all from that standpoint to say that they have the answers, but the point is that they're better. And
yeah,
with Pickett and Rudolph and Trubisky, they went to the playoffs last year with a 10-7 record. I mean, damn, I'm happy. I'm very, very happy. I'm looking at it, and I'm saying you got a 35-year-old quarterback that's a Super Bowl champion, that is a nine-time Pro Bowler, that doesn't turn the football over much, doesn't right. beat himself, and, oh, by the way, hungry and feeling insulted. And not only that, he's got a bevy of weapons to work with in terms of Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren and Freiermuth and Pickens and these guys, right? And a defense that is easily top 10, top 5 in some people's eyes when you consider some of the things that they bring to the table. So you've got that going on. And then in a Justin Fields, we got a 25-year-old quarterback who is mobile after years of watching the station, the statue that was Big Ben Roethlisberger in the last part of his career. I know he's a Hall of Famer. I know he's a two-time Super Bowl champion. I know he's one of the great quarterbacks we've ever seen in NFL history. But the last 2 to 3 years of Big Ben Roethlisberger's career was pretty difficult to watch. And so I'm looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm like, you got veteran leadership, okay? You got a guy that doesn't beat himself. You got a guy in Russell Wilson that threw more touchdowns last season than the Steelers collectively have thrown in the previous 2 years combined. And then on top of it all, you got a quarterback. Remember, we were debating, who do you get, one or the other? They got them both. And they got them both for $1.2 million and a sixth-round pick that, in the worst-case scenario, can go to a fourth-round pick if Justin Fields ends up getting more than 51% of the snaps. I think that, combined with what the Steelers have in place personnel-wise already, makes this situation very, very good for them.
Now,
very good.
Fair, Steve, but remember this. Right now, their quarterback play is fourth in the division.
Sure,
Lamar,
I know that.
Burrow, and last year Watson got hurt.
Well, it was fourth last year.
No, it wasn't, because remember, Burrow got hurt.
Okay.
Wait, you would
so,
put,
I mean,
you would put Deshaun ahead?
Burrow got hurt, and I'm still telling you it was fourth. That's how bad their quarterback play was.
Fair.
Now,
I mean, if you want to make
put,
it big.
You would put Cleveland's quarterback play ahead?
For the coming, if you ask me right now, Dan, would I rather have Watson or the quarterback scenario with the Browns? Steelers, I'm taking Watson. I mean, how
okay. I would push back on that. I would if I'm taking them in a vacuum, I would take the Steelers quarterback situation. Again, I think either of those guys has got to fix some of the things that has held them back. More than likely, Justin Fields, because he's younger, he's never been in this healthy of a situation. I would say this. I do think the Steelers need to add perimeter players, Stephen A., after the Deontay Johnson trade, because
absolutely,
you know, George Pickens has got to step up and be the guy now.
And by the way, why the hell did Mike Williams pick the Jets over the Steelers?
$15 million.
Is that what
That's
it is?
Why.
It's just that simple, huh?
Yeah.
And $50 million.
And
okay.
And Rodgers. Mad Dog, here would be, like, listen, no one was a bigger fan of Deshaun Watson, you know, when he was in Houston and his play more than me. We're going on 3+ years of Deshaun's play declining and him not playing.
All right, I'm going to give you one. You got a game in the last 3 years that Fields or Wilson played a game like Watson did in Baltimore this year when he – unbelievable and scored 35 points.
What, the
you got
second
a game,
half?
You got, he was great in the game. And they were down,
I watched
and they
Justin
won.
Fields go on a 4 or 5 game stretch this past year. That was absolutely.
Come on. I'll go about against Washington. I mean, really? I mean, Watson went into Baltimore against a big time team, outplayed Lamar, and scored 35 points and won the football game.
You have a half in the last three years.
You have a half in the last three years. No,
I mean, Russell Wilson went on the road and beat Kansas City and beat Buffalo. I understand he wasn't unbelievable, but you have a half in the last 3 years from Deshaun that you sit there and go, looks like top five quarterback play.
Well, Hunter, he didn't play 2 years ago. He was out. He got suspended.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's what I'm saying.
And Wilson did not win.
Last year was his first full season.
And Wilson did not win in Buffalo. They lost. They did win, but he didn't play great in the game. Wilson played great. No, he lost that game.
I would not say that Russell Wilson and Justin Fields at this moment, I wouldn't say that I believe in them more than I believe in Deshaun Watson.
That's not fair.
I just wouldn't.
But the reality is Deshaun hasn't been healthy nor played at the level in 3 seasons.
I just gave you the game, Dan.
You gave me a half, Mad Dog.
No, he won the game. A game half. The bottom line is the guy won the game. He scored 35 points. Do you have a game that Wilson or give me a game in that level against an AFC title team? Do you have a game in the last 3 years where you can tell me that Wilson and or Fields played on that level? And the answer is no. There isn't. So as a result, you got to say that Cleveland's quarterback situation is better than Pittsburgh's. To be fair about it.
Because of one half of football.
Forget about the half.
What do you mean? That's your point that you're using.
Well, I gave you Justin Fields four game stretch last year. Has Russell Wilson in the last 3 years put together a half like Watson did in Baltimore against that quality of a team this past season? And the answer is no. He has not. Fields has never done it, and Wilson has not done it in the last 3 years. That's all you need to know.
I'll give you a quick second to respond, then I got to roll.
I would argue that the run that both of them went on when they went 4-0 or 5-0 last year, both played good football over a 4 or 5 game span that should be weighted heavier than a half performance versus Baltimore. That was manufactured by a pick six.
All right. To be continued. Mad Dog's face. It looks like you got him with that one a little bit, Dan. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, it's time to make some money. You know what it is when you see that handsome face. Joe Fortenbaugh joins us now to get everyone ready for the NCAA tourney. Joe, how we doing? I'm diving right in because I want to get to all this action.
None of my music, but that's...
We're doing... Yeah, well, the music, a bit problematic. And also,
well, we
Stephen
do the
A.
Moves. This was Steve, your, this is it, right?
Stephen A., we missed you last week. Dog and I were a mess. We couldn't get lined up on anything. We were a total mess. We need your help.
I'm here. I'm all here right. for you. I'm here for you right
okay.
now.
Nobody tell me that I'm a homer. Someone wrote this question for me. A lot of people like UConn in the men's tournament to win it all. But what play do you like here, Joe?
I'm going with North Carolina at 13-1. It all comes down to pricing. You look at the other number one seeds, Purdue, Houston, UConn, they're all shorter than 6-1. North Carolina at 13-1, they belong in that category, but we're getting the better price. Now, why are they 13-1? Because you got an Arizona team that a lot of people like as the number two seed in that region. Arizona's been inconsistent. They got some bad losses on that resume. I'm not a big believer in them. North Carolina, top 25 in offensive efficiency, elite defense, great free throw shooting team, lots of Division I experience on that roster. Big road win at Duke, took out Tennessee this year. 13-1, I'd play the Tar Heels, fellas.
I'm going to roll with you on this one. The only thing that I want to add is that America Molly is lying. She is a homer, and she did write that question. Let's move on.
That's number one.
Go ahead, Doug.
I would take, what is Tennessee, Joe?
Hater.
They are 16-1. More on them in a minute. I've tried to tell you not to play Tennessee. You keep talking about Tennessee.
Yeah,
I don't know how many times
Tennessee.
I can tell you.
Dalton Connect.
Why are you stuck on Tennessee?
Yes, is that wrong? All right, can I keep it going?
You got the rundown settled, so go ahead. Take it away.
You are ridiculous.
Well, Steve,
I'm gonna,
Steve agrees.
You know what? I can't be here next Wednesday. Sorry. Let's talk upsets. What first-round upset are you all in on, Joe?
Samford over Kansas. I bet Kansas goes down. Now, you can take the 8.5 points, but Samford's sitting there at plus 250 on the money line. Comes down to a couple things. Kevin McCullough's already been ruled out for this game for Kansas. Hunter Dickinson's banged up. And more importantly, I want you to pay attention to the altitude. This game is going to be played in Salt Lake City. Altitude over 4,200 feet. Samford likes to play fast, and they utilize their bench. They got some great bench weapons there. Kansas has a terrible bench. They're already banged up. And outside of Fog Allen,
Allen Fieldhouse this year, they have really struggled. This right here would be my top upset in the opening round. Take the points as well with Stanford.
That's a good
great
one.
Note.
That's
a good one. Great
that's
a lot. Good one. See, he did his
that's
homework.
Yeah,
he dug
good
deep.
One. I
you
like that.
You should have looked at the weather report.
Like you that. Didn't look at the weather.
You didn't know about the altitude.
You didn't know about the weather.
Fat Rob doesn't tell
no,
you about that.
No, I know
that.
The game is where the game is.
Oh, but you didn't factor it in.
Jeez, that's a good one. Step. I got to come up with one. I like that one.
Step your game up, Matt.
I'll make the phone call. Rob, what do you think? That's Stanford, baby.
To the Midwest region. We go where Purdue looks to finally make a deep run. Do you like the Boilermakers to get to the Final Four, Joe?
No, I don't like them. I don't like dogs, Tennessee Volunteers. You can't trust Rick Barnes in March and April. Maybe I end up being wrong on that, but I'll live and die on it right now. Purdue, Matt Painter's been to the dance 14 times at Purdue. He's made it to the second round 6 times. I don't care about getting eliminated in the first round last year. You got to string together a lot of victories here to win this region. I'm not playing them. I play Creighton. They're sitting at 4-1. There's a lot to like. Top 25 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. Great free throw shooting team. Like we talked about with North Carolina, they are top 10 in the country in Division I experience. That matters in these late game situations. Molly, I hate to bring it up. They did beat UConn this year. That is a marquee win. Yeah. No disrespect to your Huskies. Just has
all
to be
good.
Brought up. Got to stay fair and
number
balanced
one,
here.
Baby.
Well, let me tell you this, man. I got this to say to you, Joe Fortenbaugh. I got Creighton winning their first round game, but I got them losing in the second round to South Carolina.
Mm. Well, that's going to be a problem for your bracket, not mine.
What is, can I ask a question?
I guess. Make it fast, though.
What is Illinois on the money line to win it all, Joe?
Illinois looks good.
Score.
That was a good point.
I got them losing to Iowa State eventually.
You're doing a compliment.
You finally made a good point.
Well, actually,
good
how
job.
Much is it? What's the money line?
They're probably sitting somewhere right around 16-1. Tough region. Iowa State's in that region. Auburn's
yeah.
in that region. UConn.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
Molly's trying to tell you not to bet it, dog. What are you doing?
Yeah, Molly's wrapped up with UConn. Take it easy, Molly.
Yeah, we don't listen to Molly. I mean, come on now. We know. We know she's not objective.
They're due to lose a game. They're also due to lose a game. You can't. One of these days,
they did lose a game.
I mean, in the tournament,
a big game.
You
make
I don't
Molly,
want
you. You don't have
I
to take this, Molly. You don't
Joe,
have to take this. You
Joe,
the
I don't
want
know
UConn.
Why they're on.
I don't want UConn to lose. I'm a Hurley fan. I want them to win. But I got to admit,
welcome to
if
the bandwagon.
If they lose, I would love for them to lose with Molly in attendance.
Oh,
I want the camera.
So
mean.
I
want to see the. I want to see the camera spotlighted right on her.
In Boston next weekend.
I haven't booked my ticket to Arizona.
She's not going to Boston.
Okay.
What, Boston next
you
weekend?
You don't
go
know
there.
Anything about
She's not going.
My
She's
life.
Not going.
So leave me alone.
Really?
The women's
really?
Tournament tips Friday
sure.
with a surplus of storylines. The women's tournament's really exciting, Joe. What bet are you looking at there?
Extremely exciting. You're dead on about that. So let's make a fun bet here. There's
no,
a special on ESPN bet right now. You
cool.
can bet in the opening round that one team will double up their opponent. They'll beat them by as many points as, I don't know how to phrase it, 80-40, 60-30, twice as many points as their opponent. That's why we have the lower thirds there. Job well done, production team. Going back to the expansion of the women's tournament, 1994, I believe it was, they went to 64 teams. You've had 53 occurrences where this has happened in the opening round. Only 1 year did a team not score twice as many as their opponent. That was 2009. We got to lay minus 140, but if you want to have some fun, this right here is a good sweat.
That's a very good idea. That's
Joe's very good at his job.
He's sharp.
He doesn't
he's
miss
sharp. Money,
did
money,
you
but
see
he's
how
sharp.
He delivered that?
Yeah, very good. That was a good one. He did a good
You're
job.
You're a hater
there.
Today. What's going on with you? You
I'm
had
just
like eight
at everybody
vacations.
Around. Orlowski telling me Watson, Stevie in a funky mood. JJ funky telling
mood.
Me where Tatum
I've
is.
I've been in a very good
You
mood.
Not knowing the
How did I didn't make one
he,
mistake
course,
this entire show?
Knocking my Tennessee.
I literally.
Tennessee.
That's really what this is about.
All right.
You got Tennessee with it at all. He
Mad
just
dog.
Bunked that. He just
he
dropped
did. Mad
That's
dog.
What the attitude is all about. It ain't about
I
nothing
I might
else.
Have stumbled over one of my scripts.
More
but
than
that's,
that.
That is. I didn't mess any. Sam, did I mess up any traffic? No, thank you. Sam.
I think we all know the recipe here. We need a gummy. We need a cocktail. We need Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
it.
Seriously.
What is the Caitlin Clark in Iowa bet? That's a good one, Joe. Must be fun with them. What do you have
I'd
there?
I'd love to play them. I love to play them. The problem is with the pricing, everybody loves Caitlin Clark. Everyone loves Iowa. I'm not
yeah.
disagreeing with that, but the bookmakers know that, so they bake that into the line. There's no value or opportunity there. It's no disrespect to the team. They're fantastic, but we're looking for teams that are undervalued. I think
right.
UNC a little undervalued as a one seed there.
That's a good
yeah.
point.
Fair
okay.
enough. All right. Joe, you're the best.
Thank
Don't
you, Joe.
Forget to listen to Carlin versus Joe at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. And don't miss ESPN Bet Live 6 Eastern on the Deuce. And we will leave it there.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. America, you know what this is. Mad Dog, tell us why you're mad.
By the way, I love this outfit today.
You look amazing. Jeannie did a great job putting it together. Nice sport coat.
Your wife's name is Jeannie?
Yes.
My mom's name is Jeannie.
Oh, Jeannie.
Very good. Two M's and an E.
Oh, cool.
Are you ready to go? Here we go. All right, number one, the select committee of the NCAA tournament, do they watch a ball game? They did a terrible job. We've seen some evidence of it already with Virginia. We discussed it. They put everybody to sleep. That performance the other night or last night there against Colorado State, that was a terrible job. They shouldn't have been in the tournament to begin with. They had a bad net, and they were a borderline team, and they stuck them in that tournament, and then they embarrassed everybody. That was an awful pick. And how do you do what you do to the Big East? Let me get this straight. The Big East has the best team in the country by far in UConn. They had a number two seed in Marquette, and they got a number three seed in Creighton, and nobody else goes? Seton Hall goes 13-7 in that conference and doesn't get in that large? Did they not watch St. John's and UConn fighting out at the Garden?
Yeah.
And St. John's didn't look like a tournament team? And how about Providence? You know, Providence has six quad one wins. Michigan State's got like three. And Michigan State's in. And I know they won last night. Hold on now. The Mountain West, six teams in the NCAA tournament, and the Big East has three? Really? Oh, my God. And what do they have against UConn? Did you know in the East bracket, you have the SEC champ in Auburn, you have the Big 12 champ in Iowa State, and then you have the Big 10 champ in Illinois? What did UConn ever do? I mean, my God, that's the hardest bracket in the world. Then go look at Purdue's got. Nonsense in That's Indianapolis. Up. They were all I could have done better. They told me while we stayed at the 2:30 in the morning. You should have stayed up all night for crying out loud. That was awful. Everybody knows it. Their seeds were terrible. They love the Mountain West. They buried the Big East and Virginia.
Yeah. Up high. Phenomenal. You're so right about UConn. I was at the game against St. John's. I thought St. John's was maybe going to beat them. They won.
Oh, you were even you from you. It means something.
They won their last six straight. Rick Pitino had them looking good. You're right.
You agree.
You're right.
Totally agree.
All right. I want to say one
atrocious
thing real quick. I just want to say one thing because I agree with everything you said, but I actually don't understand why you're mad. Because the NCAA never gets anything right.
Look at you piling on. I like that.
Why are you surprised?
He got right in front
of
the
camera.
Too.
He
never gets anything
so
right.
Many others.
On anything.
Yeah.
Fair.
NIL, transfer portal. Come on now.
You don't.
They don't get anything right.
You sound upset.
Yeah.
I'm upset about that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not surprised they didn't get the tournament selection right.
You're not surprised, but you're upset.
Yeah, I'm upset too.
A pattern of behavior, Stephen A.
All right, number two.
Now, gotta get you some meditation and yoga. All right, we're listening. Go ahead.
All right, number two. Now the games are on our network, and I work. I work for the Magic.
We know you got a big new deal.
What's it called? The Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
I work here, but I mean, geez, and I know the games are on. I don't like it when the Chiefs play Miami in Hamburg. A great matchup, I can't stand it. I don't like it next year when the NFL will play the opener on Friday in Sao Paulo.
Oh, I want to go to that.
That's going to drive me crazy.
Oh, I want to go to Brazil.
We got the opener of the NFL, we got a team playing a game, and I hate that. And I don't like, listen, I'll be careful. But I don't like the idea that we start the baseball season and we don't start at Dodger Stadium with Ohtani and the great Dodger team. I hate the game started at 3:00 in the morning in LA today. Think about it. How about starting the game at 6:00 at night? Play the game in Seoul at 10 a.m. That way at 6:00 in L.A., at least they can watch their game, the season ticket holders who spend a fortune to go to the games. And they play the game at 3:00 in the morning. It's 6:00 in the morning our time. This is the great Ohtani. This is the Yamamoto. This is the Dodgers. Why do we have to sit there on March 20th and feel we have to brand the sport? And I understand in money and I get it, but it's opening day. That is a special occurrence. Next Thursday should be the opener with everybody playing, the bunching around the ballparks, everything along those lines. We should not be playing any huge game, especially the first one of the year, playing at Dodger Stadium so the fans who are there for 6 months, it's a special occasion. I hate it when they do it. And the football does it, the NBA not as much, NHL starts, I don't like that either. Let's let them go there in May. And now you got the attendance. They had 15,000. They didn't even sell it out.
Oh,
it drove me crazy.
I didn't have a problem with the location as much as I had a problem with the time of the game. If it was on at a time in the States that we could be watching it, the location would not have bothered me.
Well, that's part of the debate here.
I understand.
3:00 in the morning in L.A.
You can't do it to kick off the season.
It's the first game opening day. It's special.
You can't.
The president
People look forward to it. The nostalgia. It's
springtime.
Springtime.
Nice weather. Outdoors. Oh, I can't.
I'm
I understand
you.
It's about the money, but boy, you agree?
Well, it's called the globalization of sports. We'll say that. And by the way, with football, they can go play overseas, right? They can go play overseas, and then they have a week to get back. Baseball has to do it on opening day because of the condensed schedule. Also, whoever is doing the camera angles today and the lighting, it feels a little bit different. You look great on camera.
You like it?
Really?
Yeah, you look great.
Well, you know,
he's been on like 8 vacations. He went on a boys trip
today,
to play golf and tennis. Then he went to Angola.
65 years old in 5 months.
Yeah.
Say again, what did you say?
Picture of him on a golf course on the
islands. Yeah, the islands. That was his second vacation.
That's right. That was a good one. All right, number three. Did you see my co-host? I shouldn't say my co-host.
Oh, I don't know what this is.
I work for him. But did you see his picks with the Final Four? And not to mention Shannon Sharp. Shannon, can we have a little sex appeal with these picks? Look at Stephen A. He's got Texas. He hasn't seen Texas A&M in his bed.
He always goes all tough.
Texas A&M played a game in his backyard. He drew the blinds. He drew them. He don't know anything about College State. You think he knows anything about Jimbo Fisher in Texas A&M? He knows nothing, and the worst is Shannon Sharp. Shannon, can we mix it up a little bit?
Let me find
your bracket? He took every number one seed. My God,
where's
that's
mine?
Pathetic. You can't take every number one seed. Take somebody out and have a little fun. Have some juice with it. If you get it right, you look like a hero. He did the same thing on a woman's side. You guys with these Final Fours, you have to know how to fill out a bracket. Obviously, Stevie doesn't. Obviously, Shannon doesn't know how to fill out a bracket. You always take a region and you say, okay, this is the one that's going to be blown up. So you get off the one seed, you get off the two seed, you find something there, and you have fun with it. And if you win and you ever get the team right, you are a hero. The pick 4-1 seeds, anybody in America can do that. My 10-year-old can do that. Jeannie can do that.
That's mean.
You could do that.
Oh, I'm getting my bracket right now.
Wow.
You just ticked me off.
Wow.
Let me get my bracket. Let me get my bracket, you little hater.
First of all, with Houston, I jumped off that bandwagon because I watched them get annihilated by Iowa State. They got annihilated.
Look at this,
okay?
You little
That's
hater.
That's how I was.
She's going to take credit. She's got UConn and Houston in a championship game. That's
Creighton. Arizona, UConn, and Houston. What's wrong with that?
She took a Big East team and she took a 2-seed. That's not exactly going on the limit.
So where's your bracket?
North Carolina lost to NC State.
Why didn't you? Tommy Tough, you know what?
I did a bracket. Why didn't you fill out a bracket in the first take? I filled out a bracket.
On the first take, ESPN first take.
Yes, I did one. I did a great bracket.
Let me see it. Where is it? Why didn't you pull it up?
We're going to save that. You want me to do it now?
Do you know why? you're going
mix
off
it up a little bit.
It's easy for you to say because you always lose money. You take this very, very seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just filled out the brackets. Most of the teams in the country we haven't seen.
But you're a theater. You're in theatrics.
Hey,
have
listen.
Some fun.
Hey,
you
listen,
set up a
listen,
little bit.
Listen. I think the Texas A&M. Get into a Final Four. All right then. All right then.
I stepped
out on a limb. Okay.
Sure,
I stepped out on a limb with that. Purdue. Obviously, they got a weak region in a lot of people's eyes. So I think. Yeah, all right. That's automatic. And North Carolina, UConn.
I
just want to go
the shot at Jeannie or the shot at myself.
How about Shannon Sharp? 4-1 seeds.
Yeah.
You didn't see JJ do that. This is not the NBA. The best team always does win.
You, I had great
have some fun with it.
With Knox.
That's the sweet thing.
With Knox.
Want me to continue? I got another one. No, that's enough. That's fine.
All right. All right.
You okay with all that?
I'm good. I liked it.
It was okay.
Yeah. It was good.
God, take me!
Stop! Oh. Stop saying that. Don't say that out loud.
You like that? You wanted me to do it? I gave you one.
You are literally out of your mind.
I am not.
Totally. You're out of your mind.
I'll see you later.
Totally.
Okay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NCAA Women's Tournament First Four begins tonight, 7 Eastern 4 Pacific on ESPNU and the ESPN app, with Presbyterian taking on Sacred Heart. Then Columbia squares off against Vanderbilt. The West play-in right now features some big names. Luka and the Mavericks are seventh, tied with the Kings. The Suns and their big three are a half game back. And then you got LeBron's Lakers and Steph Curry's Warriors in the 9 and 10 spots. By the way, Mad Dog, you know that J.J. Redick has a new podcast out with LeBron.
I just did LeBron. That's a tremendous job.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Yep.
Is he a fan?
A fan of what?
First Take.
Oh, we've never talked about First Take.
How do you not get into the idea
First of all, he's not, and even if he did, he wouldn't admit it.
That's a good answer.
And that's life.
He's a big sports fan, though, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Likes the football, likes the college NCAA tournament, all that thing? Okay. Yeah.
Great guy, great player, and an absolute basketball savant. Him with J.J. will be must-see.
Oh, you haven't started
basketball.
Yet.
No, they did. They got a couple episodes.
Right. Yeah. On the train
episode
ride.
Episode 2 is already
recorded.
I've been recorded.
Mentioning it every chance I get.
Wow.
I've been mentioning
so you
it everywhere.
Go out there and do it with him, or you do it via Zoom? What do you do?
It'll be a mixture of both. The first four will be in person for sure.
How long? What, about 30 minutes?
45 minutes to an hour.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Look at that. J.J. Redick.
So, you know, I mean, yeah. I know you, you know.
J.J. Redick, he's a BFD.
I saw him talking. I kind of, you know, if I may.
Oh, here we go. Is this what this is?
I kind of want to see J.J. Redick get fired up. With LeBron sitting across from him, you know, I'm just
saying.
They
will. They're only
two personality. Let the personality, let it shine. Let it shine.
Thanks for the show notes. You know what a pet peeve of mine is?
What?
Is when you release one thing and everyone immediately gives you feedback unsolicited.
Yeah.
It's just a pet peeve.
Yeah.
Well, you do it. Why not me?
Okay. Well, listen, I'm only a hype woman, not that you guys need it. So leave me out of this. Okay, Stephen A., would it be bad for the NBA if these are the four teams that are in the play-in tournament at the end of the season?
And the four teams being the Mavs, Suns, Lakers, Warriors, yes, it would be. And the reason why it would be is because it would ensure that half of those dudes aren't in the playoffs. It would ensure that, you know, Luka and Kyrie.
That would stink.
KD and Booker and Beal. More so KD and Booker, of course. LeBron, AD, Steph. At least, you know, three or four of those players not in the playoffs at all. That would not be a good thing. I think the NBA has young stars. It should be promoting more. should be giving more shine to, and especially some of these home environments. I mean, to look at Sacramento last year when they were going up against Golden State, I'm talking about the crowd. I'm talking about the ambiance of it all. I think it's spectacular to see. Dallas's crowd is really, really great for their games, particularly when Luka and Kyrie gets going. We see all of that. And so, you know, you want to see that kind of environment come postseason time with the stars on the court. You look at guys like that, you know, from a talent perspective, all of them should be in the playoffs. But you got to produce. You got to win games. And unfortunately, if all of those were in the play-in, at least three to four of those players would not be participating come playoff time, and that would not be a good thing.
Now, the NBA, that would be a problem. But this is what the play-in thing was all about to begin with. Make sure that they play hard throughout the course of the year to avoid the one game. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're under 500, like Atlanta or the Bulls are, it doesn't have as much juice. But these are four pretty decent teams. They're all over 500. The Lakers and Golden State, as Stevie just said, have a lot of Hall of Famers. So does Phoenix and so does Dallas. But the NBA, Jay, is a star-driven league. And if they lose LeBron, they lose Curry, they lose Thompson, they lose Devin Booker, they lose Doncic, that is a big hit if they lose four or five of these big guys for a best-of-seven series in the first round.
It's good for the NBA for the play-in ratings. I will say that.
Okay,
it's good for that.
They do well
there. But look, I think it's important to note, it's not like all of these teams would be out of the playoffs. You're still getting two of these teams. So you're still getting four or five of these stars. You go down the Western Conference, Shea, Jokic, Anthony Edwards, Fox, Sabonis, Zion, Ingram, Kawhi, PG, Harden, plus whoever makes it out of the play-in. There's enough stars in the Western Conference. I think the whole conversation around the next face of the NBA, the changing of the guard, we've talked about this for like a month now after the All-Star break. And I believe this. This year in particular, there's a huge opportunity for somebody in some team.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's a huge opportunity for somebody in some team.
It's and it does feel like a changing of the guard, just asking this question.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it's a changing of guard. But it's a huge opportunity as well. But I would say this to you. The reason why I say it hurts is because, you know, you're the 7th or 8th seed, or I'm sorry, you're the 9th or the 10th seed. You won and done pretty much. You got one more game. You'd like to see them. You've seen stars before go home in the first round. Hell, when Magic and the Lakers were winning, you saw Magic lose to Ralph Sampson and Olajuwon in the first round. You know, we've seen something like that happen before. We get that part. I'm just simply saying, you know, to have a best of seven and to not see them as a part of that, even though you've got three or four other dudes that's going to be in there. Those three or four dudes that's going to be out.
Stephen, this is the reality the NBA is facing.
Yeah.
This is the reality. And let's be honest, when we talk star power, we've all seen the numbers. When we talk star power, it really comes down to two guys.
Yes.
It comes down to Steph and LeBron. And those guys are in the 9 and 10 spot.
That's right.
So as it stands today, one of those guys wouldn't be in the playoffs.
Well, maybe both, because the 9.
Right. At least one. You're correct.
Here's a good question for you. Will the Mavericks, Suns, and Kings, who are separated by one game, and two of them are going to be in the play-in, will they be motivated as players the last five, six games of the year to avoid the one-game playoff?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
They got a little tweak. They go out there and they play the game?
Absolutely.
They will. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's important.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what the NBA wants. They want these.
But look, I think that's the difference between college and the NBA, right? College comes down to one game. You have an off shooting night, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
I joke all the time. Like people, I was like, every last game in the tournament you played at Duke that you guys lost and you didn't shoot well. I'm like, well, nope.
Yes.
I didn't shoot well. We lost. That's what happened when I played at Duke. You don't want it to come down. You want it to come down to a series. You want that guaranteed playoff spot.
The better team wins the series, and in a one game, anything can happen.
Right, exactly.
This would be the third time in 4 years that the Lakers are in the play-in tournament. Last year was the only time somebody in the play-in tournament advanced past the first round. But three times in the last 4 years to get to the playoffs, you got to play in the play-in tournament. I'm looking at the Lakers like, come on, fellas. Mm. Come on now.
Mm. Now,
maybe it's a top-heavy roster.
Last year, you had something good because Miami had a
that was from two seasons ago.
Miami played in the play-in last year, got to the final, and the Lakers played in the play-in and got to the conference final. So last year, the play-in winners had a good run of success. Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt. You may continue.
Oh, you're not interrupting. We always want to hear from you. You're dismissed.
All right.
Class is dismissed. Go do your eight other jobs. Great to see you.
All right.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast.
We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. ESPN Tournament Challenge men's and women's brackets are open. Download the app to get started. Create a group, invite your friends, and get ready for the madness. We've got a first take group. Join us, play us. Mad Dog has one, Stephen A., myself. With the number one bracket game, the men's game closes tomorrow at noon Eastern. Get cracking, folks. The women's game, that's Friday morning, 11:30 Eastern. Let's dive into this. Mad Dog, which team, men's or women's, is under the most pressure to get the win?
This is a weird one. I'm going to say Purdue because it's about, on the men's side, it's about time Purdue do something in the NCAA tournament. You heard Joe earlier say about Matt Painter can't get out of the second round. They are a one seed. Last year they lost to Fairleigh Dickinson, a 16 seed. Now, to win it all, okay. I mean, they need to get, I would change the question a little bit with them. They need to get to a Final Four. There is no excuses for Purdue. They're in an easy bracket. Tennessee's there with them, but Tennessee has a lot of skeletons in their closet as well. Mm-hmm. I think, now I know that the obvious one would be, you know, maybe a, this is sort of a weird one because if they get to the Final Four, they've had a great year. But I think the Boilermakers need to win four games, so I'll say them.
Believe it or not, I'm going to say something that nobody would expect me to say. I'm going to say it's the Iowa women's basketball team.
I like that too.
With Caitlin Clark. Here's the reason why. I love this girl. She is something special. She is something to behold. But she's no champion yet. She lost in the national championship game to LSU last year. They were 31-7. This year, they're 29-1. You see South Carolina doing what it's doing. You see LSU saying, we ain't going away. We'll be around. We'll see you again. And she'll face them in the NCAA tournament in all likelihood. I just think with all the hype and everything associated with her and all the great players her name has been mentioned in the same breath as, it could be the multitude of women, the Diana Taurasi's, the Maya Moores, and everybody else. So you could take the Candace Parkers, the Swoops, and Cynthia Coopers, throughout history, WNBA, collegiately, Cheryl Miller, the whole bit, all champions.
That's interesting.
That's a good answer.
We don't have time this week for you to rip apart his most exciting college basketball players of all time. Maybe we'll do it next week, but I want to finally
hear. It's an easy one to rip.
I want to hear your final four.
Please.
Because you've been talking that talk all show. Okay. So let's go. Big time.
I'm going to take a three seed in Illinois. Connecticut due to lose a game. I'm going to take Tennessee. I said last week they're due to win something. So I'm going to take Dalton Connect. I'm taking Kentucky and Calipari. And then I'll take North Carolina.
So you'll listen. Your list is not much different than mine. You've got 2-3 seeds, a number 2 seed, and a number 1 seed.
Yeah, I got
2 number 1s. I got a number 9, and I had a number 2 seed. What's the problem?
Because you took Texas A&M, which is ridiculous.
Hey.
That's why.
Stop worrying about yourself. So who's in the championship?
Tennessee and Illinois.
And who's winning it?
Tennessee.
Tennessee and Illinois?
You're
that
so
is the worst.
Stuck on
you
Tennessee.
Should be
what is
drug
your obsession
tested.
With Tennessee?
Drug tested.
They're going to win it.
Why? Like, why do you feel
I
that way?
I love the two guard.
Okay.
Connect. And Rick Barnes is due to get hot.
Illinois is
well, the officials alone won't let that happen. No one to read Tennessee and Illinois.
Hey, well, watch
that.
Curly's watching
Stop
you.
It.
Coach of the year.
Stop.
I love him, too.
Way to jump off the bandwagon,
well, that's
buddy.
A good point. Yeah. Sit not there, I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm only playing.
Iran, cue. Good job.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.